درسه ششم
Lesson 6 Emotion An emotion is a complex psychological state that involves three distinct components, a subjective experience, a physiological response, and a behavioral or expressive response. In addition to understanding exactly what emotions are, researchers have also tried to identify and classify the different types of emotions. In 1972, psychologist Paul Ekman suggested that there are six basic emotions that are universal throughout human cultures. Fear, disgust, anger, surprise, happiness, and sadness. In 1999, he expanded this list to include a number of other basic emotions, including embarrassment, excitement, contempt, shame, pride, satisfaction, and amusement. During the 1980s, Robert Plutchik introduced another emotion classification system known as the Wheel of Emotions. This model demonstrated how different emotions can be combined or mixed together, much the way an artist mixes primary colors to create other colors. Plutchik suggested that there are eight primary emotional dimensions: happiness versus sadness, anger versus fear, trust versus disgust, and surprise versus anticipation. These emotions can then be combined in a variety of ways. For example, happiness and anticipation might combine to create excitement. In order to better understand what emotions are, let's focus on their three key elements. The subjective experience. While experts believe that there are a number of basic universal emotions that are experienced by people all over the world, regardless of background or culture, researchers also believe that the experience of emotion can be highly subjective. While we might have broad labels for certain emotions such as angry, sad, or happy, your own unique experience of these emotions is probably much more multidimensional. Consider anger. Is all anger the same? Your own experience might range from mild annoyance to blinding rage. The physiological response. If you've ever felt your stomach lurch from anxiety or your heart palpitate with fear, then you realize that emotions also cause strong physiological reactions. Many of the physical reactions you experience during an emotion, such as sweating palms, racing heartbeat, or rapid breathing, are controlled by the sympathetic nervous system, a branch of the autonomic nervous system. The autonomic nervous system controls involuntary body responses, such as blood flow and digestion. The sympathetic nervous system is charged with controlling the body's fight or flight reactions. When facing a threat, these responses automatically prepare your body to flee from danger or face the threat head on. The behavioral response. The final component is perhaps one that you are most familiar with: the actual expression of emotion. We spend a significant amount of time interpreting the emotional expressions of the people around us. Our ability to accurately understand these expressions is tied to what psychologists call emotional intelligence, and these expressions play a major part in our overall body language. Researchers believe that many expressions are universal, such as a smile indicating happiness or pleasure, or a frown indicating sadness or displeasure. Theories of emotion. The major theories of emotion can be grouped into three main categories: physiological, neurological, and cognitive. Physiological theories suggest that responses within the body are responsible for emotions. Neurological theories propose that activity within the brain leads to emotional responses. Finally, cognitive theories argue that thoughts and other mental activities play an essential role in the formation of emotions.